Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a press release from the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Britain. Wednesday, the 27th of Rajab, 1440 after Hijri, the 3rd of April, 2019, Common Era. Press release. Hizb ut-Tahrir, Britain sends delegation to Chinese embassy condemning the inhuman treatment of Uyghur Muslims. On the 27th of Rajab, a delegation from Hizb ut-Tahrir Britain visited the Chinese embassy in London to deliver a personal letter to the Chinese ambassador and a press release written by the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir entitled "Khilafah will liberate East Turkestan and will free the Uyghurs from China's criminal oppression." The text of the letter is printed below. Dear Ambassador Liu Xiaoming, we write to you today to convey our condemnation of your country's discrimination, oppression, forcible conversion, internment, torture, and even murder of Muslims in East Turkestan for no other reason than their declaration that there is no God except Allah. We know that your government can only continue its vile policies against Muslims because the cowardly rulers of Muslim countries refuse to challenge it, and the sick hypocrisy of the Western countries' stance regarding human rights. In the secular capitalist ideology that the whole world's governments adopt today, including China, humanity has no real value, except to further enrich the already nauseatingly wealthy elite. We do not expect the governments of America, Europe or Britain, nor their agents, to seriously challenge China for its human rights abuses, while their colonial foreign policies aim only at exploiting the human and natural resources of the world. Moreover, they have been and still are responsible for some of the worst violations of the basic rights that Allah gave to all humankind. Allah gave the guidance and the true path of Islam to show humanity how to treat each other with justice and dignity, not sinking to the sub-animalistic levels of abuse that we also witness your government perpetrate today for materialistic gains. Such gains will surely be meaningless on the Day of Judgment, when all mankind will be brought to account for their past deeds. There are those in China who still recognize the shame of such blatant and vile abuse of fellow human beings, so they make up cheap lies and excuses to divert attention from what is in reality nothing more than oppression and murder. Such lies include the claims that the victims are weakening national cohesion and identity, or that they are extremists or even terrorists. Such labels are the last desperate attempt of failed states who cannot provide convincing, rational arguments for why Muslims should abandon the truth of Islam for the fallacy of the national secular culture. The oppressive behavior of the Chinese government is not befitting human beings who have minds that can think. Blind adherence to tribal and nationalist traditions is a rejection of thinking. Moreover, secular capitalism is not based on anything resembling a thought, for it has no evidence to support it. It is merely a compromise and a reaction to the atrocities committed by the European kings over centuries in the name of the Church, which makes it even more surprising that the Chinese government should adopt it while it has no place in the history of the Chinese people, but was in fact the cause of their destruction at the hands of the greedy European colonialists. Islam is not a thoughtless reaction, nor merely a religion to be confined to places of worship and personal affairs. It was Islam that made the Muslims deal with the Chinese people with justice. Islam is an ideology founded on reasoned proof and rational thought. It is only by enlightened thinking that we realize our created nature and turn to Him who created us for guidance on how to organize our relationship with Him and our relationships with each other. As such, it is a just and fair way of life, revealed by the Creator to take mankind from servitude to other men, to subservience to the one who created them. We invite you, Mr. Ambassador, to join the Muslims in condemnation of your government suppression, and to adopt the Islamic belief and values on a foundation of reason and thought. You have an opportunity to stand up for justice to mankind. Speak out against the atrocities done by your government in the name of the Chinese people. Soon, the agent rulers of Muslim lands will be replaced with a sincere Islamic leadership. With Allah's permission, then China will have to face that reality. You therefore have an opportunity to embrace the future based on the justice of Islam, rejecting the sick capitalist world order. We are happy to meet you to discuss all of these matters with you in further detail. Yahya Nisbet, Media Representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Britain.